the case of the rock and the rut. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher, the case of the rock and the rut.
Ah!
Pronunciation is a very special thing. And here at the Monastery of the University of Healing, we teach diction, we teach articulation, we teach perfect speaking whenever possible, and sometimes we follow it. Well, we have a front gate, and the front gate we don't use very much because the road sort of twists and winds and travels all sorts of ways to get out of it. We have a back gate, which is lovely. It has a nice road coming into it, and it's in good condition and easy to access, and it's just wonderful. So we very seldom use our front road, even though that's 1101 Far Valley Road. But it's there. So we've recently had quite a few rains, and they're lovely, but they cause the roads to rut out a little bit. And so our gate, front gate, was no exception. The road rutted out by the water running here and there across it, and it happened that just this morning on my walk I went down to take a look at it, and I saw that it needed a little loving attention, and then I paid no further attention. And then at lunchtime, Ellen tells me that there's a great big rock in the middle of the road, and intimating that someone had inadvertently or advertently put the rock there in the middle of the road. And I was thinking that someone had put a rock in the middle of our road. And why they would do that, I could not imagine. So after lunch, I went down with all my energy, all my strength, all my power, to move this giant rock away from the road. And when I got down there, I found no rocks at all. I only found a number of ruts running through the road, which didn't make it impassable, but it made it not pleasant. And I thought to myself, okay, I can get the tractor and clean this up, or I can have Brian do it, but I'm in the middle of proofing the Song of the Spirit, and I have to get that done so that we can get that published and get that running again. And so we let Brian do it. And I called Ellen on the phone to tell her that I did not find a rock in the road. And she says, well, the ruts are all there. And I said, I did not find a rock in the road. She said, well, the ruts are there. It's big ones. And I said, Ellen, what are you saying? And she says, well, the ruts. The water made ruts in the road. I said, oh, rut. So, that's what you're talking about. Ho, ho. And so I was very surprised that I had misunderstood her. And, of course, I misunderstood her because I was figuratively thinking of a rock in the road that she wanted to get out, because every road we have has ruts in it after our rain, and we have to, you know, run the tractor along and straighten them out, which is no big deal. But if a big rock were there and we had the people coming to pick up our garbage container, they'd want to be able to get in. And so we wouldn't block their way with a rock in the road. But a rut in the road, they're used to going over. Articulation is always a very difficult thing to do. And it's probably my fault for not listening with all my ears. I only had been in a conversation of stones and rocks and things like that. And then all of a sudden, when she said there was a rock in the road, I heard rock in the road, but she said rut in the road. But her rut sounded like rock with her Swiss dialect added to it. And of course, again, I may not have listened very carefully. But now that is all understood. Oh, no, the ruts are still there.
Yeah, that's true.
They have to be taken care of.
Yeah.
Now, if Brian doesn't get over here shortly, I will get down with the tractor and straighten out the ruts there. But then our other gate, which runs just fine, but since we've had no sun for a number of days, the battery ran down. If the Border Patrol coming in and out of here, like Grand Central Station, and looking for their international travelers coming through our property, the battery went dead. So I took the battery to my house, I put it in my shed, plugged it in overnight, and then took it down in the morning and plugged it in, and it worked perfectly. But then I unplugged part of it to leave the gate open so that during the rainy season here, that the Border Patrol can come in and out without pressing the button and messing up our battery. So the gate is open. Now, these are just little things that we do, and they are just two little tiny things, but each one took at least a half hour or better, and probably better, because you have to drive out there and take care of it and drive back and drive down. I walked down and took care of the front road, but and before you know it, the day slips away. And then you also are expending a lot of energy, and so you're feeling, I think I'll take a pause. But it's a great experience to be having all these things. Ellen does this every day of the week. She's either running with her dog, or I was coming along one path after the path was supposed to have just been trimmed, and I didn't notice anything trimmed, but Ellen came along with her beautiful coat and her big fur muff around it, and I thought, my goodness, you're going to the ball. And she said, and carrying a load of apples and oranges. And I thought, well, wonderful. She said, I'm going over to the cat to feed the cat at the Shangri-La. And I said, you're going to feed the cat. And you have the oranges and the apples in your bag there. No, 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 that's for me. I'm taking that home. I just have to feed the cat from her food that's there, you know. So then off she went to the Shangri-La. And in the process of going to the Shangri-La, she went inside of the house, and she looked at the ceiling everywhere to make sure the roof was secure, because the rain came down quite good. And she went through the barn, and she went through the storage rooms in the Shangri-La and made sure that all of they were secure. And she went through the Oasis to make sure its roof was all secure, because those are buildings we aren't using right now and we don't go through them. And we want to always be aware if there's ever a need, immediately when there's a need. So Ellen has been quite busy. And then I asked her, Ellen, how do you ever get any work done? You're always doing all these other things. And so she came to my my hermitage, and she handed me a bundle. And the bundle, she said, well, this is the mail for today. It's already taken care of. These are all done. Now, this is for you, and this is for... And I said, my, you are a very special lady. And you are just busy as a cat on a wet tin roof, a hot tin roof. And that is beautiful. And I'm very happy. I'm very happy. We solved the dilemma for me of the rot, the rock, and the rut. Trying to make one word out of rock and rut, rocked. The rock and the rut. And so now it's all taken care of. And shortly we'll have the rut filled in with the tractor. And that's kind of nice too, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So have a lovely evening, and know that I love you eternally.
I love you. Thank you.